open the hearing on House 1618. You heard some testimony in this earlier. This is Representative Provost's act relative to income tax rates. Mr. Faulkner, I know you've been waiting to testify. Welcome back.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for having me here today to testify in opposition to House 1618, which would freeze the state income tax rate reduction at 5.1% instead of going down to its original rate of 5%. I consider this bill an affront to the taxpayers and to the people who voted for our ballot question in 2000, which had a three-step reduction in the state income tax down to 5%. And just to bring back memory lane here, it was 28 years ago that the legislature passed a huge tax package that jumped the income tax rate from 5 to 5.75%, and at the time it was portrayed as temporary. And most of the figures they cited were 18 months we're going to have this tax hike. And I'm not just blowing smoke, because I actually have a collage that we put together from that period where all the press reports from the AP, from the Boston Herald, from the Globe, various newspapers all cited this as a temporary tax hike. And here we are in 2017 still talking about the reduction. What we decided to do after this was passed in 1989 and 10 years went by with no reduction on this temporary 18-month tax, we put a question on the ballot, and it reduced the income tax rate over three steps. Now, what the legislature did was in 2002, they froze the rate at 5.3%. And eventually, it was by 2003, it was supposed to be down to the original rate of 5%. And that was many years ago, and we're still talking about this. And I'm just amazed that it has taken so long to get a temporary 18-month tax hike down the original rate of 5%. And I just feel that it's all we're doing is going from 5.1 now to 5%, yet there are still people opposing this. And I know Representative Provost used the words foregone revenue about the revenue. Well, foregone revenue, what she's talking about is a tax cut. And it's, I don't consider it foregone revenue when you're giving money back to people in the state. And the voters, by the way, approved this 59% to 41% when it was on the ballot in 2000, which ironically was around the same percentage that people passed Prop 2.5. When it passed in 1980 by roughly the same percentages. So I'm just opposing 1618. I hope we go back down to the 5% finally. And I have the collage and an original editorial from the Worcester Telegram on this and our cover letter, which I'll pass out to the Revenue Committee members after the hearing, after my testimony.
Thank you for your testimony. Any questions of Mr. Faulkner? If none, thank you.
Does that mean everyone agrees, Mr. Chairman?
Means there are no questions.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to testify on House 1618? Seeing none, I'll declare that part of the hearing closed. Representative Ayers.